International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Acts 4:33. And with great power the apostles gave testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. 11:23. When Barnabas arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart. We must admit that in our daily life we do not minister much grace to others in our speaking. We must learn not to speak wasted words. Instead, every word should minister the grace of God as a part of the entire salvation of God. 1 Peter 5:5 says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. We must learn to be humble and not proud. If we are proud, God will reject us. If we are humble, God will give us grace. Grace is the triune God becoming life and everything to us. The grace that was seen by Barnabas must have been the triune God received and enjoyed by the believers and expressed in their salvation, change in life, holy living, and the gifts they exercised in their meetings, all of which could be seen by others. Barnabas encouraged the believers to remain with the Lord with purpose of heart. To remain is to be persistently faithful to the Lord, cleave to Him, and live in close fellowship with Him. Today's reading. It is not just one individual alone who receives grace, but all the believers receive great grace. We have been crucified with Christ. Now Christ is in us not only to be our life and life supply but also to be our person. Christ and we live together, two lives have one living, two natures are mingled into one nature, and two spirits become one spirit. Such a living is the organism for the processed and consummated triune God to live among us organically for His expression. This is God's intention in His economy. Acts 13:43 says that many of the Jews and the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. As in 2:10, the devout proselytes were Gentiles who were converted to Judaism. The grace of God, in which the Jews and devout proselytes who followed Paul and Barnabas were exhorted to continue, is the triune God received and enjoyed by the believers and expressed in their salvation, change in life, and holy living. We need to pay particular attention to the word grace in 13:43. We even need to analyze this grace. The grace in 13:43 is a compound formed of a number of elements. This grace is compounded of all the holy and faithful things. In verse 34 we have the resurrected Christ as the holy and faithful things. According to both the promise and prophecy of the Old Testament, these holy and faithful things are mercies. These mercies are different aspects of what Christ is. In verse 43 the expression is changed from the holy things of David, the faithful things to grace. God has given us the resurrected Christ as the holy and faithful things, and we have believed in Him and have received all these holy and faithful things. But what do we experience in our daily life? We experience the compound, all-inclusive grace, which is the processed triune God, the very God who went through the processes of incarnation, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection. This is the reason Paul urged the believers to continue in the grace of God. To continue in the grace implies that we have already received this grace. Having received the grace of God, we now need to continue in it. Actually, the believers received the holy and faithful things spoken of in verse 34. Then these holy and faithful things became the grace of God in verse 43. Hence, the grace of God is compounded of all the holy and faithful things. This is the end of today's morning revival.